The following is Commissioner Michael Guerin with his 2025 State of the County Address.
Good morning. Everybody hear me? Let me move, adjust this thing here. Good morning. I'm glad to be back for my third State of the County as your District 4 Carroll County Commissioner. I see a few familiar District 4 faces in the audience, but as many of you don't know this, we don't usually like to leave District 4. We like it down there. We kind of stick around a little bit, and we don't travel as much as maybe we should. But so we're here to discuss the state of the county. What is the state of the county? I suppose I'm as qualified as anybody to give you my opinion on what I feel it is. And as you've heard already, the state of the county is good. You've already heard a couple reasons why, and I can give you a couple more. We've received a AAA bond rating again this year. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the state. I bet you a lot of you didn't know that. And we are amongst the top ranked public school systems in the state. With an annual operating budget that is dwarfed by many other Maryland counties, Carroll County taxpayers can be confident that they are getting their money's worth. And we have dedicated county employees to ensure that. However, if you disagree, I want to hear from you. You've already heard that once already. We want to hear from you. There's always room for improvement. It's not my money, it's your money. The preservation of public safety in the county, and some of my commissioners' colleagues have alluded to that, the preservation of public safety in the county, which I view as my most important role, is in good order. We have low crime and one of the most outstanding sheriff departments in the country. That is not a coincidence. And they work side by side with the county attorney's office that is both courageous and unyielding in the pursuit of justice. The 14 fire companies, Department of Fire and EMS, and the countless volunteers continue to answer the call. And now, as we enter our third year in the creation of a hybrid volunteer county employee system, we're in the process of adding DFEM's staff to the 13th and final station. These efforts, in my view, are going well, but it's not perfect, and adjustments where they are needed will be made. And then there are the men and women of the Department of Public Safety and the Emergency Communications Center. Emergency 911 and dispatch ties it all together. As you can imagine, it is a tough job. So again, efforts to ensure the safety and well-being of our county, I say, outstanding. So there's a few bullet points on the state of the county, but the most important question, really we should be asking if we're going to ask a question, is what does the future hold for us? And again, some of my colleagues have alluded to that. First and foremost is Annapolis. The threat to our self-governance and home rule continues in the form of feckless policies, bad legislation, overreaching laws, increased regulations, and higher taxes and fees, which, from my understanding, may actually go up again. Worst of all, whether it's state or our own federal government, common sense and capable leadership is in short supply. The ongoing crisis in Los Angeles is the worst example of what happens when incompetence meets crisis. Back here in Maryland, Annapolis has managed to create a $3 billion deficit. They won't admit their out-of-control spending is the true culprit, and the explanations for this situation are somewhat confounding. The worst I've heard is that the state just simply underestimated how much programs would cost. Unacceptable. And does anyone want to guess what the costliest program they currently have right now? Blueprint, one of my favorites. A program that I still work and fail to see how it's going to actually improve our county public school system for students. So back to my question, what is the future of Carroll County? Well, that answer actually depends on you, the leaders you elect, and the issues you bring to bear. This is a very diverse group we have in here. We have some future leaders, current leaders, directors, executives, and managers, both public and private. So ask yourself, do you, in your roles, year after year, budget more than you take in? Do you outspend your revenues year after year? Do you add to your payroll without evaluating the need, cost, and benefit? Do you, in your jobs, commit to projects and programs you may not be able to afford in the future? Do you provide a service to customers that do not contribute or pay for them? And yes, I'm referring to the large number of people that are in our country illegally utilizing federal, state, and county services. It is bankrupting states and cities. Look it up. It's just the facts. If you answer to all or most of these no, then why would you allow your federal, state, and local elected officials to do the same? That is what I meant when I said the future of Carroll County is in your hands. Common sense, leadership, rejecting virtue signaling and insisting that problems be fixed, not just funded. If we demand it of ourselves, then why not demand it of our elected officials also? Thank you very much.